So that I got the role because there was a casting director from Columbia or Paramount, I guess, Joy Selznick, who'd seen me on Broadway, and I was actually on the lot doing a television western, and so she introduced me to Roman Polanski, and I was like, you know, full bad guy get up when she took me in there. So it was very unusual that I got the role, but I did. And then after that was Catch 22, and then The Heartbreak Kid. But for a long time in the movies, I did play kind of a variety of jerks, and oftentimes people do believe what they see you do, and that would be true of talk shows as well. So, you know, in talk shows to be entertaining, and in the movies to just fulfill the role, you come off a certain way, and we'll try to rectify that.
I actually enjoyed that movie, Taking Care of Business. I don't know how well it did at the gate.
It did okay. It was a modest success. I enjoyed it, too. I think it wasn't as good as Trading Places, which is kind of the same kind of movie that Eddie Murphy did. That was that movie, but before that, the one before that one, I think was really the best movie I made, which was Midnight Run.
Right.
And the current one, which is a wonderful family movie. Now, here's a perfect example of what I mean by taste. I mean, Beethoven, which to me is a outstanding movie for parents and children. You will have people go there who are not parents and who don't have children with them and find it a complete bore. So it's all who's looking, and an awful lot of times people's response to things have as much to say about the person as they do about what's up there. I know people that don't find Woody Allen even remotely amusing. Well, that just means they don't find him remotely amusing, but oftentimes people don't understand that what they're saying as much identifies them as it does what they're looking at. For example, classical music, which is one of the things I write about in my book. I'm not a fan of classical music. It reminds me of sad events from childhood. But I wouldn't therefore say, oh, classical music's no good. Or even museums. I don't have a lot of patience in museums as much as most people, but I know that's me. But very, very seldom will people say it's them. They will always look at Albert Brooks, who is one of my favorite movie writer, director, stars, and people will just, you know, actively dislike what he's doing without thinking for one second, that's just not my taste. But very often it has to do as much with the viewer as it does with the performer.